Welcome to the Pain Relief Path Podcast, where I dive into the vast world of chronic pain with the occasional help from knowledgeable guests from diverse disciplines that impact your chronic pain. I am your host, Dr. Pan Zhang, physical therapist turned chronic pain coach. I'm here to educate, empower, and encourage you to find your path to a pain-free life. Thank you for listening. Enjoy. Thanks for joining me today. My name is Dr. Pan Zhang, and I am a chronic pain coach. Today, we are going to talk about body scans. So body scans are just a great tool to help you connect with your body. If you've had chronic pain for a really long time, there is probably a good chance that you've been coping by basically just dissociating from your body in both emotions and feelings physically. A body scan is a great way to gently reintroduce you to your body. For some people, there may be some feelings of fear or discomfort as you go through this process. If this does happen, just repeat to yourself that you're safe, that you're in a safe space, that you're in a safe position, and nothing can harm you in this moment. Focus on your breath as you continue to relax and feel the weight, the temperature, and then sensations in your body, especially in the body area that you're focusing on right then and there. Keep your mind open and approach these feelings with pure open curiosity, not judgment. Try to stay away from saying things that are kind of diagnostic when you're exploring different areas of your body. For instance, instead of saying like, it feels like my nerve pain is flaring up, or it feels like that muscle knot's coming back as I'm focusing on my shoulder or my leg, instead say, it feels tightness in that area. It feels numbing. It feels a little throbbing. It feels warm. Things like that. Try to describe it without putting a diagnosis to it, because when you start diagnosing it, even in your head, and this is probably something that you've been doing for a long time unconsciously, but when you're diagnosing it, even in your head, what happens is your brain starts going down that route of, okay, my nerve pain's flaring up. What's causing that nerve pain to flare up? Am I sitting funny on the nerve or something like that, even though this is usually a good position for you? So, if you need to, if things are really starting to flare up, just gently skip over that area of the body. You can come back to that area later on in your body scan, or today just might not be a day where you want to poke and prod too much mentally in through that area. Go back to the area when you're feeling more relaxed and more comfortable with the scanning exercise. Again, that can either be in that episode or in another week. Do what you feel comfortable with. So you can do this as a daily exercise, but you can also add it to your toolbox when you are in the middle of a flare-up. Or it's a great way to help you sleep at night, especially if you're one of those people who have a really hard time falling asleep, or if you wake up in the middle of the night and again, have a really hard time getting back to sleep. So to start the body scan, just begin in a comfortable position. You can do this lying down. You can do it sitting up. You can do it standing. Some people can do it walking. I wouldn't necessarily close your eyes when you're walking and doing it though, because that might be a little bit tricky. But settle into your position. Just feel the weight of your body and notice your limbs, just your sensations, and just let your tension go. The purpose of this exercise is not to be completely pain-free afterwards. It's important for you not to go into this thinking that, right? The purpose of this exercise is really just to gently explore and connect with your body again. So if you're interested, the body scan exercise is in this next video here. I'll link it at the end or down here. I also have the body scan as a podcast episode. So if you want to go to there and download the podcast, that way you don't even have to look at the video. You have it always there with you. In the episode, I go straight into it. No introduction or anything. That way you can just get right into the moment. Okay. Good luck. Have fun. I'd love to hear how this turns out for you. Have a great day.